King of Iqtu, thank you for speaking to us. Almost 5 weeks after health services here were hit by a ransomware cyber attack causing the shutdown and slow restart of most of their computers, many hospitals are still struggling with cancellations, paperwork instead of computers, and lengthening waiting lists. Eilish Hardiman is CEO of Children's Health Ireland. That includes Temple Street, Crumlin, Talla Children's Hospital, Children's Services, and the Children's Health Ireland Services at Connolly Hospital. Eilish Hardiman, good afternoon. Thank you for taking our call today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
Tell us about your experience over the, it's almost 5 weeks now.
Yeah, day 33 today and 5 weeks on Friday. And only of last week, for example, in Children's Health Ireland, we've got some of our core systems back up and running. So this means that we are not able to, we are depending on where, on paper process and still are. And that is impacting then on the services that actually we can provide to families. And there's, so we have 2,500 IT systems and we only have the kind of priority 10 core ones up and going. So there's a lot of work left to do. And we have got 2,500 pieces of software or hardware like laptops and servers. And we have 80% of those replaced or restored. That's 4 weeks in. So we're still impacted by this, unfortunately, because, you know, the way of previous way of functioning is just not possible with the systems not being up and not being linked.
So what's cancelled today and this week, for example?
So with us, it's scheduled services. So that's outpatients. So we are still in a position within Children's Health Ireland for Crumlin, Temple Street and Connolly that parents are going to be contacted to attend. Our emergency departments are open, and as always, and but they are slower because there are still some paper processes there. Our services in Talla, I can say, are fully functional and they're operating normal.
What about planned procedures, operations? Are they being cancelled?
Yeah, some of them are being cancelled. So again, we are clinicians actually look at what is on the list and what are prioritising and are looking at our time sensitive. A lot of what we do in Children's Health Ireland is, you know, national kind of emergency urgent care and, you know, high of you know, children with rare diseases and you know, not a lot of national specialties. So sometimes 75% of what we do, we have to continue doing. But those patients on the long waiting list, they're on the waiting list. We are not able to get through those at the moment because we're trying to reduce the burden on our labs. That's a rate limiting factor because our lab systems are not connected. While we have them up and running individually as IT systems, they're not connected, so there's still paper having to be passed around the system. And that's our rate limiting factor. So we will be reviewing services to see their dependency, particularly on labs and to a lesser extent also on imaging, that's x-rays, and we will be starting to open up services according to how our labs can function.
It does leave a lot of children waiting for longer for procedures that in some cases they would have been waiting for a long time anyway, particularly in orthopaedics.
Yeah, no, across the system, I mean, Children's Health Ireland would say that the access to care is our greatest operational challenge at the moment, and we did have significant initiatives with the HSE planned to roll out. We hope to pick those up again, you know, but it will be a matter of weeks, and it has certainly delayed us, and we apologise to families. You know, we would do nothing more than to be treating and caring for those children. It's our core purpose and well-being, but we have to do this safely at the moment, so unfortunately, those are going to be impacted by this cyber attack.
Do you have any idea how long it's going to be before you're able to get back to working normally?
It will be weeks, there's no doubt about it, and that's because systems aren't linked up, and that integration is slow and painful. So we have to test things, and sometimes when we put something in place, something else goes down. So it is going to take us weeks before we're back to normal. But what I would ask the public is to go onto our web pages and to look at our social media, where we'll be doing constant updates. But at the moment, our emergency services are open, and if we have scheduled care, we'll actually contact you to attend. And we hope over the next few weeks we'll make progress, but it will be weeks.
Eilish Hardiman, thank you for speaking to us. Geneva and antigen tests after this break.